This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With a dramatic warning written by Stephen Vincent Benet with Mary Jane Walsh, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Frederick March as our master of ceremonies. Our slogan,
Millions for Defense.
Mary Jane Walsh in a new song to the people by Bob Wright and Chet Forrest.
Awake, little man, and face your world, the world your hands once free. Those hands, little man, can save her now.
In the hour of her need.
The time is here.
The time is here.
The cry is on.
The cry is on.
Watchword speed. Get those planes in the air. Get them there by the thousands, Mr. Jones. Get those wheels rolling over the ground. Get them there by the millions, Mr. Brown. Get those ships sailing over the ocean. And those guns watching over the sea. 'Cause I've got a notion that it's not the ocean it used to be. Get those boys in Japan. They'll be there with a song in their heart. But they're counting on you, Mr. Jones. They're depending on you, Mr. Brown. 'Cause we know what to do, and we know we can do it if we get what it takes to do it with. Give us ships by the hundreds, give us planes by the thousands, and for God's sake, hurry, Mr. Smith.
Men of the mountain, the city, the prairie, the sea, off to your office and back to your factory.
We need your hands.
Need your hands.
Hearts of free men everywhere may never be stilled. Grow.
Produce.
Work.
Earn.
Be. 'Cause we know what to do, and we know we can do it if we get what it takes to do it with. Give us ships by the hundreds, give us planes by the thousands, and for your sake, hurry.
And for our sake, hurry.
For God's sake, hurry, Mr.
Through the centuries, the history of the world has been written in its poetry, its music, its drama, and its art. Man's creative instinct has always burned brightest when he felt that freedom, his personal liberty, and his national security hung in the balance. The Marseillaise and the words for the Star-Spangled Banner were written in such moments of historical crisis. Battle songs of freedom and poetic cries of warning are here today as they were then. With the poet's prevision, Stephen Vincent Benet peers into the future, turns and looks at the American people, and issues this dramatic warning. Nightmare at noon. There are no trenches dug in the park. Not yet. There are no soldiers falling out of the sky. It's a fine, clear day in the park. It's bright and hot. The trees are in full green, summer heavy leaf. An airplane drones overhead, but no one's afraid. There's no reason to be afraid in a fine big city that was not built for a war. There is time and time. There was time in Norway and time.
and the thing fell. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. When they woke, they heard the guns rolling in the street. They could not believe at first. It was hard to believe. They had been friendly and thriving and inventive. They had had good arts, decent living, peace for years. Those were not enough, it seems. There were people there who wrote books and painted pictures, worked, came home tired, liked to be let alone. They made fun of the strut and the stamp and the strange salute. They made fun of the would-be Caesars who howl and foam. But that was not enough, it seems. It was not enough. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. There is grass in the park. There are children on the long meadow watched by some hot, peaceful nuns. Where the ducks are fed, there are black children in white and the anxious teachers who keep counting them like chickens. It's quite a job to take so many school kids out to the park. But when they've eaten their picnic, they'll go home. And they could have better homes in a rich city. But they won't be sent to Kansas or Michigan at 24 hours' notice, dazed, bewildered, clutching their broken toys, hundreds on hundreds filling the blacked-out trains just to keep them safe, just so they may live and not die, just so there's one chance that they may not die but live. That does not enter our thoughts. There's plenty of time. In Holland, one hears some children were less lucky. It was hard to send them anywhere in Holland. It's a small country, you see, and the thing happened quickly. The bombs from the sky are quite indifferent to children. The machine gunners do not distinguish. In Rotterdam, one quarter of the city was blown to bits. That included, naturally, ordinary buildings with the usual furnishings, such as cats and children. It was an old, peaceful city, Rotterdam. Clean, tidy, full of flowers. But that was not enough, it seems. It was not enough to keep all the children safe. It was ended in a week, and the freedom ended. There is no air raid siren yet in the park, and the glass still stands in the windows around the park. The man on the bench is reading a Yiddish paper. He will not be shot because of that, oddly enough. He will not even be beaten or imprisoned. Not yet. Not yet. You can be a Finn or a Dane and an American. You can be German or French and an American. Jew, bohunk, nigger, mick, all the dirty names we call each other, and yet American. We've stuck to that quite a while. Go into Joe's diner. Try to tell the truckers that you belong to a master race, and you'll get a laugh. What's that, brother? Double talk? I'm a stranger here myself, but it's a free country. It's a free country. Oh, yes. Yes, I know the faults and the other side. The lyncher's rope, the bought justice, the wasted land. The scale on the leaf, the borers in the corn. The finks with their clubs, the gray sky of relief, all the long shame of our hearts and the long disunion. I am merely remarking, as a country, we try. As a country, I think we try. They tried in Spain, but the tanks and the planes won out. They fought very well and long. They fought to be free, but it seems that was not enough. They did not have the equipment, so they lost. They tried in Poland. The resistance was shrewd, skillful, intelligent, waged by a free folk. They tried in Greece, and they threw them back for a while by the soul and spirit and passion of common men. Call the roll of 14 nations. Call the roll of the blacked-out lands, the lands that used to be free. But do not call it loud. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time while the bombs on London fall and turn the world to wind and water and fire. There is time to sleep while the firebombs fall on London. There are stubborn people in London. We are slow to wake, good-natured as a country. It is our fault and our virtue. We like to raise a man to the highest power and then throw bricks at him. We don't like war, and we like to speak our minds. We're used to speaking our minds. There are certain words, our own and others, we're used to. Words we've used, heard, had to recite, forgotten, rubbed shiny in the pocket, left home for keepsakes, inherited, stuck away in the back drawer, in the locked trunk, at the back of the quiet mind. Liberty, equality, fraternity. To none will we sell, refuse, or deny right or justice. We hold these truths to be self-evident. am merely saying, what if these words pass? What if they pass and are gone and are no more? Eviscerated, blotted out of the world. We're used to them. So used that we half forgot. The way you forget the looks of your own house and yet you can walk around it in the darkness. You can't put a price on sunlight or the air. You can't put a price on these, so they must be easy. They were bought with belief and passion at great cost. They were bought with the bitter and anonymous blood of farmers, teachers, shoemakers, and fools who broke the old rule and the pride of kings. Some never saw the end, and many were weary. Some doubtful, many confused. They were bought by the ragged boys at Valmy Mill, the yokels at Lexington with the long light guns and the dry New England faces, the iron barons writing a charter out for their own iron advantage, not the people. And yet, the people got it into their hands and marked it with their own sweat. It took long to buy these words. It took a long time to buy them and much pain. Thenceforward and forever free. Thenceforward and forever free. No man may be bound or fined or slain till he has been judged by his peers. To form a more perfect union. Words. Our words. The others have their words, too, and strong words. Strong as the tanks, explosive as the bombs. The state is all. Worship the state. The leader is all. Worship the leader. Strength is all. Worship strength. Worship. Bow down. Or die. I shall go back through the park to my safe house. This is not London or Paris. This is the high, bright city, the lucky place. The place that always had time. The boys in their shirt sleeves here, the big flowering girls, the bicycle riders, the kids with the model planes, the lovers who lie on the grass, uncaring of eyes, as if they lay on an island out of time. And the tough kids, squirting the water at the fountain, whistled at by the cop. And the dopes who write Jimmy's a dope on the tunnel walls. These are all quite safe. Nothing will happen to them. Nothing will happen, of course. Go tell your congressman there's plenty of time to ration sugar, gas, and oil. Go tell the OPM to take it easy. They're pushing business too hard. Go tell the new broker story about the president, whatever it is. That's going to help a lot. There's time to drink your highball, plenty of time. Go tell fire it only burns in another country. Go tell the bombers this is the wrong address. The hurricane to pass on the other side. Go tell the earthquake it must not shake the ground. The bell has rung in the night, and the air quakes with it. I shall not sleep tonight when I hear the plane. And there you have it. What more can we ask? Get those planes in the air. Get them there by the thousands. Get those wheels rolling over the ground. Get them there by the millions. And buy. Buy defense bonds and stamps. Buy them from your grocer. Buy them from your butcher, your banker, your drugstore, your post office. Get the habit and budget a part of your income every week and join the Treasury payroll savings plan wherever you work. Defense bonds and stamps are your way of investing in America. It's your country. Keep it yours. The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this performance. Mr. Frederick March, who acted as our master of ceremonies, Mary Jane Walsh, and Stephen Vincent Benet for the use of his dramatic poem, Nightmare at Noon. And to Mr. Václav Moravec, the Czech composer, for his beautiful score. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham, John Latouche, and Hal Block. Production by William A. Bacher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.